Hello and welcome back to Xfinity from the Sidelines. Thank you. I am Gianna Franco. Hanging out today with my friend and coworker at 95.7 The Game, Ray Ratto. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hi, Mom. What's happening?
Well, I know you're so super excited to be doing a podcast with me, as you are every day you come into work at 95.7 The Game to hang out with Damon. I've enjoyed listening to you guys, but I'm not going to lie. I kind of miss hanging out in the afternoons. You guys miss me yet?
I missed you the day you left because, among other things, Kolsky showed up.
Oh, that's true. You got to deal with Kolsky for a while.
Oh, God. Yeah, the drop-off was massive.
Well, good to know. Glad to know I missed. Obviously, I'm on maternity leave, but I'm still keeping up my podcast here. And I want to talk a little bit about what's happening with the Warriors and some other fun NBA topics. So let's dive right in. Warriors in the Western Conference Finals taking on Portland. You know, my biggest takeaway from game one, Ray, was the fact that, you know, Portland was on a quick turnaround, but it really truly felt like a regular season game, not a playoff game. Do you agree?
Well, it did, because Portland does not provide a lot of matchup challenges for the Warriors that Houston does. They don't play a really physically frightening kind of defense where they just get in your face and they'll put their hands on you and they'll make it hard for you just to make your cuts. Portland is not that kind of team, and I think between that and being a little bit worn out from the Denver series, I think it got them in a place where they're sort of going, man, this is a little tough for game one. I think Portland will be better, but they will still have those matchup problems because their two best players are their two guards, and the Warriors have guards. Boy, do they have guards. So I think it's going to be tough for Portland, but I think they'll look better in this series than they did in game one. I don't think this is going to be four and done. I don't think they're going to be routes.
Well, I also think it's safe to say that they probably will win one in Portland. I mean, so far it's kind of been the pattern. I know every home game the Warriors run, the Rockets won their home game, so maybe that's kind of the same case for, you know, Portland and the Dubs. I will say this, though. It feels a little – I feel like the Rockets-Warriors series was just a lot more exciting. They felt like there was actually something on the line there. And here – and, you know, I heard you talking to the parking attendant. I feel like, okay, just let's move the Warriors on to the finals already because that's just pretty much where it's going to go.
Yeah, she was being sarcastic because she hates people who say the series is over.
Really? But I feel like it is.
Well, it probably is, but, you know, play the games anyway. I mean, it's not like we have anything better to do.
That's true.
I wish the series went seven. I wish the Houston series had gone seven. I wish the Clippers series had gone seven. I want every series to go seven. I want more games. But I don't know that Portland can provide that just because – They don't have enough options to deal with the Warriors, even without Kevin Durant. So, we sort of knew that this was going to be probably the way it played out, given the fact that Houston was not going to be in the conference final against the Warriors because of the way the bracket broke. But I think the Clippers were a tougher out than the Warriors thought. Houston was exactly what the Warriors thought. Portland's probably going to turn out to be exactly what the Warriors thought, and then the great unknown would be the final.
Do you think who do you think will be the best matchup for them when they get to the East or when they get to the finals? Who's the best matchup for them from the East?
Well, you mean best matchup for the Warriors', benefit, or best? Oh, probably Milwaukee, just because I don't know how deep Milwaukee is. Giannis is going to do what he does. Durant, I'm assuming he's healthy. He's going to do what he does. The Warriors have, you know, better guards than Curry and Thompson, as they always do. And then it becomes a matter of depth. And I think if they're getting quality minutes from Looney and Bogut, they're always going to get quality minutes from Iguodala. If they can get quality minutes out of Livingston, I just think they're deeper. I think the thing about the Raptors that makes them tough is that the Warriors don't really have an answer for Pascal Siakam. I think Kawhi Leonard's going to do what he wants to do in the same way that Kevin Durant's going to do what he's going to do, but Siakam's kind of a wild card. And the Warriors usually struggle a bit early against guys with that kind of sort of outlier talent. I mean, I still think the Warriors would win that series, but I think Portland would present different problems than Milwaukee would.
You mean the Raptors?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. No, I think the Raptors would create a different set of problems than Milwaukee will.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I can see that. I feel like the Raptors would definitely give them more of a challenge than if they took on the Bucks. I feel like Milwaukee is Giannis, and that's kind of the biggest thing they have. That's their biggest weapon, and I think the Warriors can certainly match up with them easily, even without Kevin Durant.
Yeah, well, they've got real good starting talent, but I think the drop-off comes once they have to go to the bench. I mean, Malcolm Brogdon is healthy again. He matters. Chris Middleton is a major player that nobody pays attention to. They've got people, but I just don't know that they have enough. I think this is going to be one of those series, if it happens, where Milwaukee sort of runs out of cards before the Warriors do.
What do you think about the fact that if Kevin Durant isn't healthy by the finals and the Warriors get this done without him, do you think that changes the dynamic of where Kevin ends up next season, whether he stays with the Warriors or not? Will it make him lean in a certain direction for his decision?
I honestly don't believe that the basketball has anything to do with it, because if it's the basketball, the Warriors will be clearly the best team. They can offer him more money than anybody else. And he's not had an unpleasant experience here, despite the fact that every once in a while he might be a little cranky. If he wants to go somewhere else, whether that be New York or L.A. or, you know, name the city, I think it would be for non-basketball reasons. And I'm not really sure what those would be. So I don't think the result of the final, whether he plays or not, will have a great impact. I think, the basketball decision is pretty cut and dried to me. The non-basketball decision is a very personal one, and one that nobody is qualified to speculate on, which is why everybody speculates on.
Of course. It's been one of the biggest storylines all season. You know, where is Kevin Durant going to go after this? When we haven't even finished the season, we're still in the playoffs, and everyone's already thinking ahead. And they're talking a lot about Klay Thompson and his future. Now, I don't see any reason why Klay Thompson would ever leave.
I don't think he's going anywhere either. One of the great things about the Lakers' demise is that more and more people leak and more people rumor monger than ever before, and a lot of them come out of L.A. So, when they say, oh, Klay Thompson's not happy with the number of touches he's getting, well, you know what? First of all, he sort of doesn't care. Secondly, the Warriors make sure that he's always involved in the offense. And there are times when he has a bit of a shooting slump, and then he rallies from it. So, I mean, I think it's all chin noise.
I think so, too. Well, I'm sure Klay is very happy as well, and, with the Warriors.
Well, they'd have to give him the max deal because he's earned it.
He has.
I mean, if they tried to lowball him for some reason, then they deserve to lose him.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that makes sense.
Truthfully, they're not going to – he's somebody that you just pay him. That's not even a negotiation. You don't even need to call the agent. We'll give you every cent that we can possibly give you under the law. And that will be the end of the negotiation. And if it isn't, Joe Lacob ought to be punched.
Well, hopefully. I would think he's smarter than that. Hopefully he is. He's made some good choices so far. Tuesday's NBA draft lottery actually produced, I would say, some stunning results. The Pelicans cashed in a 6% chance. That's it. Leaping past six teams with better odds to claim the top pick. Now they're expected to take Duke superstar Zion Williamson. Then an article comes out today that he may consider going back to play at Duke, back with the Blue Devils one more season, considering with the fact that New Orleans now has that top pick. Do you think Zion goes back to college and plays, or he decides to kind of stick with the draft? And why wouldn't he be happy with the Pelicans?
Well, look, the Pelicans aren't New York. I mean, and I still think that some players don't understand that New York is not the bonus it used to be. I don't think he's going back to Duke. The only reason anybody mentioned it was because there is the narrative out there that Zion Williamson feels like, he got screwed out of the team he wanted to go to, which is New York.
Right.
Which only reminds me that 10 years ago, Stephen Curry wanted to be drafted by New York. Frankly, if you're good enough, and Zion Williams ought to be that good enough, you're gonna make max coin wherever you are. I mean, Giannis is in Milwaukee. Russell Westbrook is making 35 plus a year in Oklahoma City. I mean, nobody's going to go broke playing anywhere because the NBA is more than ever about players rather than teams. And the only reason why you would want one city other than another is, again, non-basketball reasons for the most part.
It's just LeBron
James is in Los Angeles. Yeah, LeBron James is in L.A. because he wants a career in entertainment after basketball. And L.A. is still the best place for that. But in terms of basketball, the Lakers are a mess. And they're more of a mess now than they've ever been.
Ever since he got there, so true.
Well, not ever since he got there. They were awful before. The thing is, he couldn't make them less awful.
It just seems like
That's the only thing that happened.
Well, and I think they were hoping with LeBron being there, things would start going up, you know, going back up, getting back on track. But it almost seems like it's just made it even worse.
Well, no, because the front office of the Lakers is basically a clown car. they're trying to operate on about four different agendas at once. You know, Jeannie Buss wants to make everybody happy. She has an affection for Magic Johnson, but she has an affection for Kobe Bryant. It's things go on around her that, you know, she doesn't really have, I guess, the strength to command, even though everybody understands that as soon as she said something is going to happen, it's going to happen. But she doesn't do that. She does whatever the last person who talked to her thinks should be done. And that just creates a level of chaos that, frankly, is unendurable if you're trying to win even 41 games, let alone 50. So, no, the Lakers are a mess. They've been a mess. They're going to stay a mess.
All right, well, we will close out here with a couple more questions because I know you're getting ready to do your broadcast this afternoon with Damon. You guys are going to be live from Oracle, right, ahead of Game 2 against Portland?
We're at Oracle. I don't know how live we'll be.
Well, hopefully you'll have your Snapple tea. I don't know if anyone knows this, but you always drink a Snapple tea before you do the show or during the show. That's like your thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, because you guys won't let me drink gin on the air.
You know, I promise when I get back from maternity leave, we can have a gin. I don't even drink. How do you do gin? Like on the rocks? A gin fizz?
Usually out of a bottle and a paper bag.
All right, we'll do it out of a bottle or paper bag because I'm no longer carrying a child. I already had the child.
You could be hammered every day.
I could be. It would make nursing a little bit difficult. I'd have to plan some things out. But, yeah, definitely 6 months in, I'm down for a few cocktails. No question.
Yeah, but Todd would be awfully mellow.
You know, it's funny. We joke around because, obviously, my child's name is not Todd. I went for a very unconventional name, as is who I am. His name is Zeppelin, which I think you knew that. But we do joke and call him Todd when he's being fussy, when he's being grumpy, in honor of you, Ray Ratto.
I'll take that.
Like,
well, I'll also take the alcohol, but yeah, I'll take that.
You'll take that too. Will you take some babysitting duties?
Not in 100 years at gunpoint.
Okay.
If the alternative was jail.
No more babysitting duties. No diaper changing. Nothing of that nature.
No. No, I have a universal court order against all children.
Nice. Good to know, considering you are a dad. Good to know. All right.
Yeah.
Really quick here. San Jose Sharks taking on the Blues right now. I believe they won game 3 on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Not bad. What do you think? Is this their year? Are they going to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, they advanced out of the first round on a horrendous call by the official. They got a great benefit in game 7 of the second round against Colorado, and they got the benefit of another horrendous call last night to go up 2-1 against St. Louis. So either God has decided to bet the Sharks for the first time ever, or they've had an extraordinary run of luck to go along with their abilities. And either way, you know, a lot of teams are good, but if you got luck too, run with it. You know, at some point they'll stop being lucky, but for the moment, they're playing with the casino's money, and they ought to keep doing that.
I hope they do. I feel like it's I feel like it's their chance. I remember last year being at the game. I went to one of the playoff games last year. I believe it was one when they lost to go to the finals. And it was just, you know, it's so disappointing for fans, and they've, you know, done so well the last few years. It would be nice to at least get them there.
Well, they were there in 2016, so it wouldn't be like it's an unusual thing for them. But I think by now, if you've been a Sharks fan for any period of time, you know that there's disappointment just right around the corner, because that's what this is. It's if you don't win at all, you're watching the handshake line and your guys are all unhappy. That's the deal. So that's why Sharks fans drink.
Are they drinking gin, though? That's the question.
Oh, out of a paper bag.
100% probably, especially if they don't make it to the finals this year once again. All right, really quick. So you've been working here at 95.7 The Game for a while now, hanging out with Dame in the afternoons for right now. How do you like it in comparison to television? Do you prefer TV versus radio?
It's all different stuff. I'm still learning the radio game again. I mean, I worked radio before. I mean, I've done a bunch of stuff. So it's all a learning experience. And as long as somebody's going to pay me to do stuff that doesn't require heavy lifting, I'm going to sign up for that. I got no complaints. Everything seems to be okay. You know, I mean, but then again, at some point, every job turns nasty. So I'm figuring I've got till next Tuesday.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully you'll make it.
That's when the party ends.
Well, hopefully you'll make it at least through the rest of the playoff series. Because in summertime, that's when you really want to take the time off, because all it is just baseball. And that ain't going so well. So, you know, it's harder to come up with stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not invested in how the teams do. So I can talk about baseball even if the teams stink.
Okay. Well, that's why you're good at your job, Ray Ratto. And that's why you're definitely one of the favorites around the Bay, no question.
My job is to be full of crap all the time, and that's what I do.
And this is why I miss you. Well, thank you for hanging out with me for a little bit and indulging me in my little Xfinity from the Sidelines podcast. I appreciate it.
Okay, get back to work.
All right, I'm gonna go get back to work being a mom and doing some editing and posting this up. Feel free to share. And, of course, you guys can follow Ray on Twitter. You can also find him on 957thegame.com and on your FM dial. Have a great time at Oracle tonight, and give my best to Damon.
Bye, Mother.
Bye.